Speaker 1.
Last term, my art teacher had us designing posters for school events. My group wanted to do the Sports Day poster, but our teacher decided another group should do it, so we designed the school play poster instead. The idea was that it should persuade people to go and see the play, and it seemed to have worked. Various people said they wouldn't have gone if they hadn't seen the poster. It's funny because we had endless discussions about whether it should show characters from the play or be more abstract. We finally went for my idea, the abstract design, which upset some of the group, but they ended up admitting they'd been wrong.
Speaker 2.
Our art teacher got us making face masks with a technique called papier-mâché. We tore up newspapers and mixed them up with sticky paste. Then we made different shaped masks with the mixture, and when it had hardened, we decorated it. Me and my friends didn't know what to do at first, especially because our teacher didn't do a lot to help us. Once we got going, though, it was good fun. We even planned to make a whole set of masks, but then we thought we should concentrate on just one of them. It would have been nice to produce a few more. We had enough materials, but our teacher said we'd do something similar next term.
Speaker 3.
The art project we did was to make sort of sculptures and other stuff using recycled materials. My group made two statues out of a couple of large plastic bottles, some old clothes and various other things that we fixed onto the bottles. We had a great laugh doing it, and I was amazed that our teacher loved the sculptures so much. But some people in the class said things like, "That's not proper art." Comments like that get on my nerves. Maybe our figures weren't as good as they could have been, but they were okay, especially as we only had two lessons to do them in.
Speaker 4.
My art teacher organised a class competition to design a logo for an imaginary company that makes sports clothes. Working in groups, we had to design the logo and present it to the class. Everyone in my group enjoys arguing. We're strong personalities, and it took us ages to agree on what our design should be. Going through the process, it became obvious how hard it must be for professionals to have ideas that are both original and effective. I hadn't realised that before. We thought the design we eventually came up with was pretty good, actually, but it didn't win, which was such a pity, because we really wanted it to.
Speaker 5.
Our teacher gave us a choice of projects. Me and two friends opted to paint a group portrait. We thought it'd be fun, but after a while we realised we weren't getting anywhere. Our first sketches looked ridiculous, and other students in the class weren't exactly kind about them. So then our teacher gave us some advice about what to focus on. The final picture wasn't exactly what we'd hoped for, but it was an improvement on our early efforts, and a lot of that was down to her. To be honest, the portrait should have been good, because all three of us are actually quite good at art,